When a messenger informed King Utanapad that his son was on his way home, he couldn't believe his good fortune. But remembering the words of Narada Muni, he became overwhelmed. In great appreciation, he offered the messenger a highly valuable necklace which he was wearing. Then he immediately left the city, accompanied by both his wives, his son Uttama, learned Brahmins, elderly family members, officers, ministers and friends. Upon seeing Dhruva entering a nearby forest, the king hastily got down from his chariot. When they met each other, Maharaj Uttanapad warmly embraced his son.
I'm so glad to see you.
Dhruva was not the same as before. Being completely sanctified due to having been touched by the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he offered his obeisances at the feet of his father, who honored him with various questions.
Oh, I'm so proud of you. I have heard from Narada Muni that you have performed greater austerities than any Kshatriya or Rishi has ever performed.
I saw Lord Vishnu, Father.
You did?
And he is so beautiful.
Oh, I'm sure he is. You are so fortunate. But I am so fortunate to have you as my son.
He then bowed his head at the feet of both his mothers. Seeing that Dhruva had fallen at her feet, Queen Surichi immediately picked him up.
Oh, my dear boy, long may you live.
The two brothers also embraced one another. Overwhelmed by love and affection, the hairs on their bodies stood on end. Then Queen Suniti embraced the tender body of her son, who was dearer to her than her own life, and thus forgot all material grief. Her tears, together with the milk flowing from her breasts, wet Dhruva Maharaj's entire body. While everyone was praising his son, King Utanapad was overwhelmed with joy. He had the two brothers seated on the back of a she-elephant, and thus they all returned to his capital city. In honor of Dhruva's return, the city was decorated with columns of banana trees. Many gates were set up, which were structured to give the appearance of sharks. At each gate there were burning lamps and big water pots decorated with colored cloth, strings of pearls, flower garlands, and hanging mango leaves. All the palaces, which were already very beautiful, were decorated with golden ornaments. All the quadrangles, lanes and streets, and the raised sitting places at the crossings were thoroughly cleansed and sprinkled with sandalwood water. Rice, barley, as well as flowers and fruits, and many other auspicious presentations were scattered all over the city. As Dhruva passed by, all the gentle household ladies assembled to see him and offered their blessings, showering him with white mustard seed, barley, curd, water, newly grown grass, fruits and flowers. Then Dhruva entered his father's grand palace, which had walls bedecked with valuable jewels. His affectionate father took particular care of him, and he dwelled in that palace just as the Devas live in the higher planetary systems. The bedding in the palace was as white as the foam of milk and very soft. The bedsteads were made of ivory with embellishments of gold, and the chairs, benches, and other furniture were all made of solid gold. The palace was surrounded by marble walls, which had many engravings of beautiful women with lamps in their hands, made of sapphire and other valuable jewels. Surrounding the king's residence were gardens with varieties of trees brought from the heavenly planets. And in those trees were pairs of sweetly singing birds and almost mad bumblebees, which were making a very sweet buzzing sound. There were emerald staircases, which led to lakes full of varied colored lotus flowers and lilies, and where swans, cranes, and many other birds were visible. Many years later, when the saintly King Utanapad saw that his son Dhruva was mature enough to take charge of the kingdom, and that his ministers were agreeable, and all the citizens were very fond of him, he enthroned Dhruva as the emperor of the planet. After considering his own advanced age and deliberating on the welfare of his spiritual self, King Utanapad detached himself from worldly affairs and entered the forest. Thereafter, Dhruva Maharaj married and had two sons named Kalpa and Vatsara from his wife Brahmi, and another son named Utkala, and a very beautiful daughter from his other wife Ila.